Burkett.
Many people don't sleep well on their existing mattress. If you're one of those people, you really need to visit Mountain Mattress Company. We have something for every style of sleep with the largest selection of mattresses in Sheridan. Mountain Mattress is your local dealer for Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Helix, and Sealy Posturepedic. Come see for yourself what we have to offer and experience better sleep with help from Mountain Mattress Company, 226 North Main in Sheridan.
Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremations, a compassionate professional service for the Sheridan community. Hi, this is Carrie Kimmel. At Sheridan Funeral Home, we respect all faiths, creeds, and customs. We take great pride in our compassionate professional service. We promise to take care of you and your loved ones with respect and dignity, just as if we were taking care of our own. It is a privilege to be able to serve you when you need us. Visit SheridanFuneral.com. Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremations, compassionate service for the Sheridan community.
This announcement brought to you by Farmers Co-op Country Store on Coffeen Avenue, home of the Ligursky Sausage Lunch.
Pathways Therapeutic Support Group. Sometimes life just feels too heavy to handle alone. Nami Sheridan's Pathways Therapeutic Support Group is a free clinician-led group offering support and guidance. Meetings are every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pre-registration is required. Call 307-202-8117 to sign up and get location details. Hope and healing are possible.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program. Brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Wednesday, December 3rd, from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we're joined by the captain of the Sheridan Police Department, Tom Ringley. Good morning, Captain.
Hi, Floyd. How are you?
Chilly.
Yes, it is.
It's really coming down out there. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was very nice. Thank you. It was took an extra day off and turned it into a 5-day weekend. And
oh, that's nice.
My phone rang once, so that was it's nice to have a little bit of a break.
That's the good days off when the phone remains silent.
Yes.
You know everything's going well. Before we do get into one of the topics that we really want to touch on, how are things out there right now that you know of? People doing okay on those roads?
They're doing okay. Everyone seems to be driving responsibly. I don't think we've had any crashes yet, but I haven't really been keeping it on our board. But people doing a great job slowing down, driving appropriately, giving themselves room to brake, and just not being in too much of a hurry because the roads are slick.
And that's really the issue. Time.
Yep.
Make sure you're giving yourself enough time, folks. You don't have to make a big hurry out of your trip. All right. The holiday season. A very busy time for the Sheridan Police Department or not?
It definitely picks up traffic wise. We tend to have a spike in DUIs as more people are out celebrating. Even anecdotally, we average 2 to 3 DUIs a week, probably for non-tourist peak times. But 3 to the last 4 weeks, I think we've had 5. Although last week we only had 3, but we'd like to get those down to 0. It does pick up. More people are out enjoying themselves and drinking a little bit more.
When you and your patrol officers are speaking, is this the primary concern you bring up? Hey, let's keep an eye out. DUIs.
Well, we expect patrol officers to address every violation they see. However, I mean, for the minor violations, if they're on their way to a call or they're looking for something or someone, then they may use their discretion and not address minor violations such as a license plate light or something. But they are expected to address every incident of dangerous driving.
Yeah.
or indicators of dangerous driving. So we're certainly cognizant that DUIs, like I've said repeatedly on the show, that they are probably the most common everyday threat to members of our community. And that's why we're trying to mitigate them down to 0 through education and enforcement.
Now, of course, increased celebration contribute to the challenges that our officers are seeing out there. Is there a lot of Christmas parties that take place? I mean, usually organizations, businesses like to hold a Christmas party for their people. Is there really that many going on?
We don't know. We don't get notice of the private Christmas parties. We do get notice if a party's being catered by an alcohol license holder. And that's only because we approve the catering permit.
Okay.
That's part of the process. But we're not doing walkthroughs and checking up on everyone. Our expectation and our desire is that people thoroughly enjoy themselves. We just ask that we do so in a safe and responsible manner. We're not the fun police.
Right.
we want people work hard in Sheridan.
Yeah.
And in Sheridan County. And we want everyone to enjoy the fruits of their labors, but not at someone else's expense.
Yeah, that's a great way to say that. Have fun, but not at someone else's expense. Now, what about any kind of conflicts? Do you see a lot of arguments? And do you get, is there an increase in those kind of calls as we go into this?
It's anecdotally, it seems like there is. Part of it may just be the weather. People are cooped up indoors together more, but also people tend to get more passionate about past family transgressions during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. When, you know, once again, we're cooped up. We're not us, because it doesn't happen to me, but people are cooped up and they're celebrating, alcohol's involved. So that seems like there's a spike in this domestic disputes.
Yeah,
that we are called on to help resolve.
The uncle shows up. You haven't talked to him in years. One thing leads to another.
And who knows? But that seems to be a trend. Although it has vastly improved. My first two Christmases as an officer in Sheridan, I got to spend a good part up at the emergency room, holding someone down while they had alcohol. Charcoal, pumped into them so they help with alcohol overdoses. So even those, just the sheer numbers of domestic violence calls have gone down into just disputes.
And really?
As we've discussed throughout the years, it seems like overconsumption of alcohol is on the way down. Even though our DUIs tend to stick around at 0.16, the numbers are down, which is, we want the numbers to get down for all crime. That's what we talk about when we talk about those Robert Peel's principles. The absence of crime is the indicator of absolute police efficiency.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we're more than happy to show up and help get people back on track to enjoying the holidays.
And that's a great way to look at it, too. I think a lot of individuals out there have a misconception that every time the police show up, it's just party's over, everyone's getting arrested type of ordeal. And that's not really the truth, is it?
Not at all. We would rather not arrest anyone, but we certainly will.
But it's great to have, don't be afraid to call the police if anything should happen. Get them out there. Now, one thing that you and I talk about quite a bit, I know we've touched on it in years previous. It's something that I didn't think about until the first time you came on here and really told me about it. And that's infrequent bar patrons enjoying the holidays. People who don't generally kind of tie one on.
Yeah.
During the holiday season, I'm going to go out. I'm going to have a good time.
Yes.
But their limits are not what they were when they were 21 or 22.
Yeah, then these aren't the people that enjoy themselves in excess every weekend or so. It's the people that might go out once or twice a year, Christmas time, New Year's time, and maybe birthdays and weddings, to where they just don't know their limits. And those are the people we worry about, because they don't know. A, they don't know where they would be on the legal limit to drive, which is a 0.08, but also where their limit is in regards to making good decisions and how they reacted to other people.
Yeah.
And how to, what alcohol can do to emotions and the one's ability to regulate their emotions. So, you know, it's kind of amateur. I'm not demeaning them, but I call it amateur hour. Because it is, people just aren't used to it.
They're not drinkers.
And they're not drinkers. It doesn't make them bad people, but it can lead to, impulsive, unregulated decisions, that can often, end in disputes and conflict.
Do you often find when you do get DUIs and during the course of those conversations, do people almost feel obligated to drive home? Well, for whatever reason, there's, you know, 10,000 reasons people can try and come up with as to why they did.
Yeah.
But do you ever hear that old, well, how else was I going to get my car home? Or I didn't want to bother anybody.
No, because there's really no excuse. And I think we've got that message out repeatedly about the free rides home program, where one may ask the bartender to call a taxi and they can either get a free ride home or a reduced price taxi ride home, depending on where they live. And also we discuss frequently the benefits of a designated driver.
Yeah.
In general, and very generally, the age of the DUIs, people we arrest for DUIs are going up. It's getting older and older. It doesn't appear that the younger generation drinks near as much as the people over 40, 45 and up. So the people we're arresting are, they're at that 1.6 mm-hmm. and higher. And that's high.
That is really high.
It's high, and they're more of the seasoned drinkers that it's this part, it seems to be part of their life.
Yeah.
To where they're probably not even thinking about driving home. Anecdotally, the people that we're talking about now might be at a 0.08 to 0.1, and they're like, every, you know, okay, here goes. They either don't know they've had too much, or they do chance it, but I don't mm-hmm. think it's a point of where people feel obligated to drive home.
And as you said, there is a free ride home program here.
There is. And not only that, you know, the common refrain's been, well, you can't walk down the street in Sheridan intoxicated without getting arrested, which is not true. You can't stumble down the street and display the inability to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Or to where you would pose a danger to others. That's disorderly conduct. But if you've had a few and you feel you're over the limit, and the safe thing to do is to walk home, and you know how to get there,
and you have
the ability to get there, then by all means, bundle up, be careful of the cold, and walk home.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You're not going to get arrested for being drunk on a Sheridan street if you're just walking home, folks. As the captain did say, though, you do have to have the ability to walk home. Now, if companies are actually holding maybe an office, would you recommend, you know, hey, just designate a driver for the party? Just make sure everyone gets home. I'm sure, you know, employers out there are just as worried about their employees.
Yeah, have a way for people to get home. But not only that, one thing, we talked about retail license holders catering earlier. They are professionals, and they hire professional staff. So if the staff, a bartender, either at a party or at a bar, tells you that you've had too much to drink, they're all TIBS trained, which basically prevents over service. Listen to them.
Yeah.
they're professionals, and they're doing you a favor by cutting you off. Don't take offense at it. You know, have some water and start looking for a ride home.
There you go. That's perfect. Cut them some slack when they cut you off. They're just doing their job. They're doing what they're legally obligated to do as well.
Yes.
Now, this seems like we've already kind of answered it, but just to be sure, how can groups plan ahead to make sure everyone has a safe ride?
Designate that role early. Don't do it halfway through the night. Do it at the beginning of the night, and then take care of that driver, buy them some food, buy them some non-alcoholic drinks, and, you know, take care of them, and I'm sure they will take care of you.
And make sure, if you are designated the driver, don't drink. I've got one incident in my life where we designated a driver, and by the end of the night, they were right there with us, and we had no ride home.
It happens, yep.
So if you're the designated driver, just take that one for the group's time around. Make sure everybody gets home. What role can communication play in preventing conflicts at seasonal celebrations?
Just communicate. Realize when the alcohol's talking, and maybe put those deeper conversations off for another day, and just, you know, stay in the Christmas spirit and just enjoy yourself and enjoy having people back in your life who you may not see all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, either bury the hatchet before you start knocking them back, or just throw the hatchet out the window.
Yeah.
Just forget about it for now. Is there any message that you would like listeners to keep in mind as these holiday parties really ramp up that we haven't covered
yet? No. I mean, it's really no different from any other day of the year. Just be safe. Enjoy yourself. Sheridan has some wonderful establishments downtowns and on the edges throughout the town. There's wonderful places to go. Enjoy yourself with friends and family. Patronize those establishments, but be safe.
Absolutely. It's holiday season. Go out, have a good time. Celebrate the year. As you said, they work hard. Let's play hard.
Yes.
But play safe. On that, we're going to have more with our Sheridan Police Department right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
You know what makes a big difference in life?
I know, making smart money choices.
That's why First Federal Bank and Trust partners with local schools and organizations to teach financial basics.
They make it fun and interactive with free materials, bank tours, and real conversations.
And we tailor everything to fit your classroom or group.
I want to get started right now.
You can learn more at efirstfederal.bank. First Federal Bank and Trust.
Investing in strong financial futures.
This holiday season, give a gift that shines with meaning from Legacy Diamond and Gems, family owned and operated since 1964. Legacy is Sheridan's trusted jeweler for generations and Sheridan's only GIA graduate gemologist and one of only three in the state. With their creative team of bench jewelers on site, you'll find true craftsmanship and service that lasts a lifetime. Legacy Diamond and Gems, where your story becomes part of ours.
Bricks and mortar, sticks and stone. A house is a house until you make it a home. Sandbox, hopscotch, yardstick on the wall. Backyard soccer goal, laughter down the hall. This is Lisa Hansen with MC2 Realty. Don't settle for the first house that works. Let's find the one that's home. I'll put my years of experience and extensive knowledge of the local market to work for you. Buy or sell with confidence. Call me, Lisa Hansen, at 307-763-3964. And we'll start your home journey today.
Okay, did you know that sis boom bah is actually the sound made when a sheep explodes? Well, the same goes for you, fixing or tuning up your own 4x4 snowmobile or side-by-side. Because you won't do it, and if you do it, you'll do it wrong. Pando Service Center, where they've been fixing and tuning up these machines for decades. So don't doom your machine to a DIY slow death. And if you need to haul it to the shop for a small fee, Joe will even come and get it. Handles on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
This announcement brought to you by Farmers Co-op Country Store on Coffeen Avenue, home of ethanol-free premium fuel.
Hungry at lunchtime? Then come to Lunch Together every weekday from 12 to 12:45. Enjoy a home-cooked meal absolutely free. Just neighbors, good food, and a warm welcome. Whether you're short on funds, short on groceries, or just for a meal with friends, Lunch Together is for you. Join us at the First Congregational Church, 100 West Worth. It's right across from the old First Interstate drive-thru.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking with Sheridan Police Department Captain Tom Ringley. Now, we're talking about the holiday season, some safety tips, a lot of holiday parties going on out there. Make sure that you've got yourself a designated driver. Everybody has got a bad story or maybe even a good story about when a driver came through for you. If you're the driver this holiday season, make sure that you're doing the right thing. Get everybody home. As the holiday season ramps up, more and more packages are going to be delivered. Many of them are going to end up sitting on porches while we're at work or we're out shopping. Captain, what should residents keep in mind regarding safety of delivered packages during the holidays? This is kind of a crime where you see the monetary amount stolen increase almost every year.
That's right. And I think part of it is this stuff is getting easier to sell with, you know, all the sales avenues on social media and whatnot. But we would, you know, we're talking safe and enjoyable holidays is our theme today. And let's not have a holiday ruined by stolen gifts or stolen packages. So there are a few alternatives. If you're expecting a package to be delivered, you know, talk to your neighbors and see if they can pick it up for you and keep it until you get home from work. Some of the delivery vendors will hold the package at their store or at their brick and mortar for you to pick up. Or just you can almost track packages down to the, you know, what half of the day they're going to be delivered through emails and
they're
whatnot.
Getting a lot better about that, aren't they?
Just make arrangements to go pick it up yourself. But people with bad intent know that it's the holiday season and they know there's an increase in deliveries. So, you know, it makes sense that there is the potential for an increase in theft. We don't get a lot of reports of what's commonly known as porch pirates, but I wouldn't rule it out. But the one day to make sure that one is not a victim of them is to make arrangements, regardless, just to have the packages not sitting on your porch for hours.
Yeah, because while we're out and about shopping for our holiday season, so are these porch pirates.
Yes.
It's kind of a pain to think about, but there are individuals that this is kind of what they do, drive around town all day and see what they can get away with.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a property theft in Sheridan. It's usually crimes of opportunity, whether it's an unlocked car door or an unlocked residence store, and this one more. It's just a target. Mm-hmm. It's sitting out there in the open. One good thing is the advent of the doorbell cameras, which can dissuade some people. But you know, catching people on cameras stealing something is shutting the barn door after the horse is out. Let's prevent that theft in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen a lot of really cool devices that kind of help people with this. Mirrored coverings, yeah. Where a package could be on the deck or the porch and you'd never know because it's mirrored.
I haven't seen that, but it sounds like a good idea.
It really is. It was fantastic. There was another one, almost like a bench. It, the driver knows, I pick up the lid, I put this in here, I shut it, and it just looks like a bench sitting out
there. Yeah, those are great ideas.
So I would suggest folks, you know, hey, if you get a lot of packages delivered to your house, see if there is one of those prevention items that you can actually find. One thing that I do want to move on to, of course, you know, we got social media. We talk about this in the summer. We should certainly talk about it in the holiday season, and that's vacation photos. A lot of folks are going to be leaving town. They want to share their experiences with their friends, but we always recommend do it later.
Yeah, to photograph early and photograph often, but post late, because it's just one more, you know, we realize that we want people to enjoy what we're seeing if we go on a cruise or something, but post those pictures when you're home. Otherwise, it just lets criminals know that a house is more than likely empty.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to house layout, have you ever known a criminal to kind of scout a home through these photos?
Not in Sheridan, but I have read about it in other places. Where once again, you're showing people what's in your house and you're also posting the layout of a house. I don't post anything, period. But if I did, I wouldn't post the inside of my house. It can tell people what valuables you have, whether it's expensive stereo, TV, electronic equipment, or whatever, art. It's just, if you do post pictures, say of a family picture in front of the fireplace, one option is to make sure there's nothing in the background that may appear valuable to someone.
Right.
And it may seem dramatic, but once again, we're talking about our desire is to mitigate crime down to zero.
Exactly. Exactly. Take away the temptation.
Yes.
And I know it's pretty rough for some folks out there to think that, well, looking at photos, I'm not, you know, scouting for that kind of stuff, but there are people who do.
Yep.
So make sure that you're taking care of that. On that same, and we'll call it vein, Christmas morning, we all want to post photos of the kids being happy, getting the new electronic equipment, whatever that might be, touch pads or video game consoles. We got to be careful about that as well.
I would. Yeah. There's just, doing what I do, maybe I'm a little too cautious, but there's no I wouldn't post pictures of any valuables. It's just not great. However, one way to make that a little bit safer is to make sure your social media accounts are not public. That's an option. Make sure that only your friends who you have granted permission to view your posts can see that. And that would be probably a pretty good compromise between overly dramatic and just not caring at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a fantastic suggestion. Yeah. There are videos that you can watch if you don't know how to do that. Make your personal profile private, as the captain said. And folks that you don't know are not going to be able to see that kind of stuff. But you can still share certain things. But I'm kind of with you, Captain. I'll post those photos later, if at all, when it comes to certain items. I'm one of those guys, I don't want you knowing the layout of my house. So if I take a photo, it's probably going to be from the top down or something like that. Now, is there anything else you would like folks to keep in mind as we go into the holiday season a little deeper? The winter weather's coming on, or anything else?
Just be careful. If you're going to go out, bundle up. Make sure you have enough clothes in your car or jackets, cold weather clothes. Especially if you're either going to make a long trip on the interstate or through rural roads, or if you're planning on walking home. Unfortunately, over the years, we have found people that have become intoxicated, sat down for a minute, and succumbed to hypothermia. So just be careful. You know, the holiday seasons are fun. Let's not rush through them. Let's take our time and plan for them and enjoy them and just see everyone on the other side in 2026.
Absolutely. Captain, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show this morning, sir. It's always a pleasure having you.
Thank you, Floyd.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.